What's up? It's your boy Lil, and this is Inside the Trainer, and I'm back coming at you with another episode. And this one, I'm calling it Diet Culture versus Nutrition Culture. So before I jump into the battle, I would like to call it of diet culture and nutrition culture, we had to understand these words. We need to get a clear meaning of these words and how people are using them. So the first word up is nutrition. And before I go in, these are Google search definitions. You can Google search them right now and you will see which definition I've used in this podcast, and just to give me a sense of credibility here. So again, I'm not trying to influence you as to my idea on things. I'm just trying to spread some knowledge. So the first word up, nutrition. In a Google search, nutrition is the process of providing or the food necessary for health and growth. Let's say that one more time. The process of providing or the food necessary for health and growth. So it's the process of providing health and growth, or the food necessary for health and growth. That is nutrition. That is the easiest clear-cut way to understand what is nutrition. It is a process of giving your body, of providing. If you wonder who you're providing for your body. So it's giving your body, giving your muscles, your blood, your organs, you know, your brain, everything that's inside the skin of your body. And you're providing food for the health and the growth of your body. That's what you're providing for, is you, for your body. That is nutrition. I'm going to say this one more time, and then we're going to move on. The process of providing or the food necessary for health and growth. That's nutrition. Used as a noun, by the way, if you was wondering. But most likely some of y'all already looked it up, so there's no need to go further. And the next one that's up on the stand is diet, the all-time favorite word to use when it comes to a meal plan, when it comes to eating in the fitness community. The first word everybody think about is diet. So diet, and when it's used as a noun, the kinds of food that a person, animal, or community habitually eats. Another one is, and this is kind of like my favorite one, it's the one that everybody kind of falls to, a special course of food to which one restricts oneself either to lose weight or for medical reasons. That is a diet. That is a diet. Now, the first one kind of sounds similar to nutrition. But that second one, I'm going to read the second one because this is the one that a lot of people, you know, use when they think of the word diet. A special course of food to which one restricts oneself either to lose weight or for medical reasons. So, one person restricts their self in the name of losing weight or for medical reasons. But a lot of times, you know, we really, well, a percentage of us is not doing it for medical reasons. We're doing it to lose weight. So, yeah. And then finally, the last word that we definitely had to know is culture. And culture, used as a noun, culture is the customs, art, social institutions and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social group. And if that's a little, you know, a lot going on, you can, another definition I took, or the attitudes and behavior characteristics of a particular social group. That is a culture. So I actually like that first definition I read to y'all, so I'm going to read it again to y'all. It's a little repetitive, but I want these meanings to really sink in, because we're going to go further. We got to put these words together to understand this, and at least in my opinion, this new or unknown culture that has been sprung on us in the fitness community. Culture, used as a noun, is the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social groups. That's a lot. That's a lot. We have three words, and which is going to be a combination of two cultures, I guess. Combination of two cultures going to be put together in these three words. So, yeah, that's the definitions of nutrition, diet, and culture. So when I first heard the term diet culture, it was first received from activists of the body positivity movement, in which a lot of people would say is, you know, undercover for the fat acceptance movement, or people, I should say. And the way it was given, the way it was just, you know, told, it was just so negative, and was so, it was just like, you know, just bad. It was just like, in the diet culture, and people who follow this diet culture, like, diet culture, I mean, I'm a fitness person, I'm not even on a diet. So, what is this diet culture that everybody's speaking of? And so, again, like I said, instead of just taking from what they said, I had to do some research. I had to look up it for myself. And I asked, and, you know, just also Google searched again, what is diet culture? And for one source, it says, a system of beliefs that worship thinness and equates it to health and moral virtue. Now, that's a super summarized version of it. I got this source from Chrissy Harrison, who is a MPH, RD, and CDN. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I don't know what MPH stand for. You know, you can leave a comment, or, you know, voice, you know, school me on that. I didn't really want to, didn't really feel the need to look that up. But I know what RD and CDN, and RD is a registered dietitian, and CDN is a certified dietitian and nutritionist. So this woman has gotten certified and understands nutrition, and as well as understanding diet. I couldn't really quite look up her schooling information, though. That was a little difficult to find. But I'll just have to guess here that she has done the work, she has done the research. It was a little shaky for me, so I just went and got another source. And this source says, a belief system that focuses on values, weight, shape, and size over well-being. Variations of diet culture also include rigid eating patterns that on the surface are in the name of health, but in reality are about weight, shape, or size. And this source, this definition of it I got from a blog, but I was able to find this person. Her name is Sarah Upson, I really hope I pronounced her name right, but she's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, certified eating disorder specialist, and she got her master's in exercise physiology at University of Texas. So definitely with the second source is very quite credible, but listening to those two sources, they basically sound the same. It's basically a system that, the way they say it is a system, but last I remember, culture, as to what I looked up on Google, culture is a custom, art, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or social group. So I guess the systems they try to say is the social institution. So, you know, just try to keep it, you know, on the same page. I will have to now change their wording a bit, and I would say it is a social institution that focuses on thinness and their visual appearance, in a summary of my own, of course. So that is diet culture, and it's a really, even for me as a fitness person, it's a really fascinating thing to have a term and have people, you know, just make this next to brilliant and observing type of definition. But again, also at the same time, I'm also amazed in a negative way, because diet culture is not really the only thing the fitness community is a part of to me. That is not our only, I'm going to quote this, food system or food culture that we, I guess, practice. This is just one speck on the entirety that they're shining the light on, and unfortunately is also shining a negative light on it. So diet culture is made as is born, I would say that this is a term to me that is born, and as the birth of this term, it is also taken widely, very, just massively out of context. And I don't know, I think, again, like I said, I just think that people need to be informed. And diet culture, although it is somewhat accurate, but not entirely true. So, yeah. So, naturally, I thought, well, you know, there's another culture that people don't know, and I think it's the biggest one of them all, and it's nutrition culture. So, went to the good old Google, and I typed in, what is nutrition culture? And I found nothing on nutrition culture. I mean, you can Google search it right now. Maybe there's some new update. Maybe somebody is taking a stand for it. But as of right now, me recording this, there are no definition, no posts, no nothing about nutrition culture. And you're probably thinking right now, like, Lil, I haven't heard nutrition culture. How did you find out about nutrition culture? Like, what are you talking about? Well, again, like I said, we had to take these words and put them together. So, the first word we Google search, nutrition, used as a noun, the process of providing food. The process of providing or the food necessary for health and growth. Then you look at what culture is. Culture is the custom, arts, social institutions, and achievement of a particular nation, people, or other social group. So we put that together. It is, and I'm not going to put nutrition first and culture first. So if you need to keep up here, I'm going to put culture and then nutrition, but I'm going to flip it at the end because it just sounds better. Culture, nutrition, nah. Nutrition, culture just sound better to me. But if you're asking me what is nutrition, culture, I'll say it's the customs. Yeah, I'm definitely making this up on the spot, but this is just how I feel the whole diet culture was made up. So please bear with me. I know we all laughing right now. I know you all laughing right now, but just bear with me on this one. Nutrition culture is the customs, arts, and social institutions and achievements of a people or social group that provides the necessary food for their health and growth. That is a lot. So I'm going to try to say it again, try to say it very, very smoothly, even for myself, because as I am making this term up and trying to give birth to another term, this is also to have people understand that there's a difference between the two. And clearly there's a difference between nutrition and diet, but we're still not seeing it. We're still not making it known. We are forgetting it. We don't see it. We don't know about it. So I had to do this one more time. So nutrition culture is the custom, arts, and social institutions that a social group or people follow for the process of providing or the food necessary for health and growth. And yes, I just changed it again, but that second definition is much better than the first one I tried to attempt on. And so that is my definition of nutrition culture. That's why I think it is. If we're just going to put words in front of culture, then, you know, let's be positive here. Let's stop shining a negative light on something. Because you feel as though that a certain lifestyle or what's quote unquote and obvious a healthy lifestyle is threatening yours. No, as a matter of fact, let's just go on and put anything in front of culture. Matter of fact, at this moment, if you're listening and if you follow me on my social media, on my post, then I'm going to post this on my post where I say, hey, you know, I have a new podcast, Diet Culture versus Nutrition Culture. Please comment a random word in front of culture. I'm curious to know. I am dying to know. Like, just put it up. I don't care what you say. You could say cracker culture. You could say, you know, and disclaimer, I'm not saying the racial slur cracker. I am saying like a rich cracker culture. So to save myself and not offend anybody, how about rich cracker culture? Okay, let's say Nike culture. How about PlayStation culture? Gaming culture? Watching NBA playoffs culture? Like, let's just throw words in front of culture and make a big thing out of it. Because that's, to me, is what's going on right now. We are putting a random word, a word that's already have a negative light on it, and then put culture at the end of it, and just let it grow and fester into this negative thing that we're gonna umbrella it with a whole community of people that them themselves do not really understand. I mean, and then it's crazy because some of them do understand it. Like, we have a person that has a master's in exercise physiology, and she's even going on about this belief in a system and how it does this to people, how it does this, their mindset to people. And it's crazy. It is crazy. It is baffling. I just don't understand. And yet, you know, and to me, a lot of people say, well, you know, well, there's fitness people taking a stand for it, fitness people trying to do something for it. And the first thing we automatically do, we just battle to it. We just fight against it. No. We need to forge our own weapon. We want to make up words. Let's make up some words. And then we're going to use our weapon against your weapon and see who's going to win. And most likely, since you're dealing with something that's in our community, you're going to lose. Point blank, period. You're going to lose. So that is my definition of nutrition culture. Nutrition culture is a custom, social institution and achievements of a particular social group uses for the process of providing the food necessary for health and growth. That is nutrition culture. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, you heard it today. First one here. This is the birthplace of nutrition culture. Hashtag share that. Hashtag nutrition culture. And now here's the part that we all been waiting for. The battle. The final showdown. Yes, it came a little bit earlier than expected, but of course after a battle, we had to talk about the post-battle. We got to talk about it afterwards. So, diet culture. Who are the people that use diet culture? Who are the people that's really a part of the diet culture? Like, honestly, who is really in it? And the first thing you're going to say is the people that go in the gym, people that's all about lifting weights, looking skinny, your Instagram models, your bodybuilders, your just anybody that goes to the gym. Anybody that has a six-pack, the fine and popping muscles, that can run forever, that can swim forever, that just look good no matter what they wear, that can eat anything and still look good, they are part of diet culture. No. N-O. And when I say no, I also say no partially. You are majority wrong. But partially right. The people that follow diet culture is not just fitness people. There are a select few of fitness people. And when I mean select few, I mean make up on a rough estimate 30%. That's right. If you're asking me, in my opinion, of course, 30% of the fitness population follow a diet. They follow a diet, 30%. And now, you want to know the people? You want to know, well, if you happen to be one of those people that follow a diet or you're part of diet culture, well, let me ask you. Are you a professional bodybuilder? Is your occupation a bodybuilder? Do you get paid to make sure that you are majority muscle, hardly little to no fat or water on a selective day? Be crowned the winner and grab a check? Are you a professional bodybuilder? And not just bodybuilder, let's go for it. Physique, bikini, women's bodybuilder. I'm going to include it all. Are you a bodybuilder on any gender? And most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, majority answer is going to be no. There's probably a few yeses, but the majority of those answers are no. You're not a bodybuilder. So let's see. Are you a Instagram model? Are you a person that's getting paid to post pictures of your food, of your body half naked, to wear certain clothing, to have a certain amount of lighting and filter on your page? Are you as well as promoting a certain food, item, supplement, what have you? Is your occupation a fitness model? Men and women. And already again, I feel like there's a lot of no's to that question. Are you an actress or an actor who has to lose a certain amount of weight to fit the role of a certain character? That's right. I'm asking you, as your occupation, as a professional occupation, are you going into the entertainment business and you're portraying a character who looks a certain way that has a certain build to fit that fictional or non-fictional story and require of you to get into said physical appearance in a small amount of time? And again, it's a no. It is a no. But what's rarely enough, I think I provided for at least three types of people, specific people, as partakes in this diet culture. It is your bodybuilders. It is your Instagram models. It is your actors and actress. And matter of fact, let's try to find some more. Is your occupation a professional athlete? And when I say professional athlete, do you get paid to play a sport and to look a certain way each and every time your sport is in season? And even with them, on a certain level, I can't put a professional athlete in the diet culture column. They tend to kind of lean towards the Maybelline nutrition column. Yeah, this new term that we have no idea or if it's even a real term, that's even a real thing. We can actually put another professional occupation in said column. But we can't put them in the diet culture column. Now, how about that? Ain't that some Scratch my head thinking about it. Because we have to understand that if you're going to make a culture, there are people, there is a social group, there is a nation. Wow. And this podcast is not a nation, but there are people and there's a social group of people that fit said culture. I mean, that is what a culture is. It consists of people, it consists of a social group. And this group, these people do a certain thing. As far as diet, they have to look and weigh a certain, they have to look a certain way, they have to weigh a certain amount. They had their appearance had to be visually appealing and stunning, or made to another person's idea of what they should look like. Now, I don't know. I mean, those group of people do something there in the diet culture. I had to admit that. Hearing it and really researching it and looking it up, diet culture is real. I have to be the first to admit, as a personal trainer, it's technically real. It's a technically real thing. But again, I feel as though that diet culture has been taken out of context and people are not really looking for what it truly is. There's only a handful of people with selective occupations actually follow this. actually follow this? And is that something we're choosing to ignore? Is that something we don't know? Is that something we're forgetting as we're diving into this thing? That who are the people that follow it? And your quick first answer is always the big general answer. It's the fitness people. It's the fit people. The people who are in shape. No. It's really not. It's really not. After a while, the people that are in the diet culture tends to fall back into the nutrition culture. Now, I say back because if you're trying to maintain a body, trying to maintain a certain look, you need a certain nutrition, not diet, a certain nutrition. Because your nutrition is something that provides necessary food for your body's health. It is a process which you are providing your body necessary food for your body's health. Trust the process. Because, again, and if you have looked up onto my nutrition 101, in which it seemed like I had to break that in more detail for y'all, which would be the next podcast, that carbs, protein, and fats are the necessary components for your body, as I like to put it. And yes, you heard me. I say carbs and I say fats are necessary for your body. And I had to blame this again on just straight ignorance. I think that a lot of these people just don't know, and they think they know. They think that they are just finding something and showing and trying to expose a community of people and to be, you know, worshiping themselves, only worrying about their body, when in fact they are doing what is intended for them. They are doing what is necessary for any other mammal, or not just a mammal, but an organism, any type of organism on this planet, or any other planet for that matter, which is survival. They're doing anything to survive. Survival of the fittest. Survival of the smartest. It is to survive for as long as possible until to that undeniably end that is coming, which is death. They try to make sure that death has no reason to come knocking on their front door. And if it does, it would not be because of a unhealthy lifestyle. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to this podcast, and as I am, I guess, telling you and informing you as well, I am as well as informing myself, that diet culture is real. Diet culture is a real thing. It is real. I went into this research thinking like this is made up. It's about to be a lot of loopholes. And just from getting two sources alone, it really gets me, really had me thinking like, damn, this is a real thing. Diet culture is actually real. But I didn't just take that and run with it. I also had to think, like, okay, if this is a real thing, who is really out here doing this? Who follow diets? And then, again, my previous knowledge hit me. The bodybuilders, yeah, they definitely follow diets. Without a doubt, follow a diet. Professional athletes, to a certain degree, they follow diets. But if they... if they reach their goal, then it gets to a maintaining type of thing. It gets to being, you know, I had to keep up with this look, so I need to get what is necessary for me to maintain this look. And from that point, when you're maintaining, it's no longer a diet. That is your nutrition. That is your nutrition, not a diet. A diet is when you're constant, if you're still trying to reach a goal. But once you reach that goal and it's time for you to maintain it, and you eat the same thing over and over and over again, that is a nutrition. It is a nutrition plan. It is a meal plan. That is not a diet plan once you reach your goal. That's the difference. And who else? Who else follow diet? Instagram models. Oh my God, men and women, mostly women that we see and that we associate Instagram models with, but also men. Models, yeah, male models, female models. I mean, we're not going to just limit it to social media. We're going to expand it for as models. All models follow a diet at some point. And then once they reach their goal, it's a nutrition thing. It's to maintain thing. But if they need to get back to a certain look, right back to the diet. Without a fail, without a doubt. I mean, people. Oh yeah, I almost forgot the actors and actresses, professional actors and actresses, the big name movie stars, the A-listers, and maybe some B-listers has to follow a meal plan, and they had to go on a diet to fit a role if need be. And people are like, I don't understand why that we always forget to go the extra mile as far as this information that we think that these people won't give us everything that we need when they're not. They won't give us everything we need to believe them and for their agenda to get pushed. Because not once they went in grave detail on who followed these and diet plans, who mix up these diets, and for even some of them not understanding the dangers that you're putting your body in when you're trying to follow a diet, an extreme diet on top of that. That at some point when you reach a goal and when it's time to maintain said look, that you're no longer on a diet once you're in that maintenance phase. Now you're in a potentially permanent nutrition phase. And I also wanted to harp on a point that I mentioned, and that was, you know, the maintenance phase. And the maintenance phase is when a person has a physical goal, a physical appearance goal, I should say, that they have reached. And once they reach their goal, and most likely, they was on a diet, they was on a restriction amount of food to take in and certain kinds of foods to take in. But once they reach that goal, and it's time for said person to maintain that physical appearance, that becomes nutrition. And that's when a lot of people don't understand where a diet becomes nutrition. A diet is not something that you will be on forever. You're not on a diet forever. At some point, the diet is going to end. The diet is going to end. If you're on a diet, if you follow a diet, yes, I am saying this right now, the diet is going to end. And once the diet ends, you're in a nutritional state of being. You're now entering the nutrition culture. I mean, really, think about it. Just sit back and think about this for a second. Let's say you're not happy with being 15 pounds overweight. You're not happy with that. You're not happy with that. So what you do is you subject yourself to a diet in which you will cut back on any foods that will help you become overweight. You cut back on those foods. You cut back on that lifestyle. You get more sleep. You don't go out as much. You don't partake in too much alcohol. You're not eating, you know, binging through snacks, you know, chips, cookies, cakes, ice cream, soda, carbonated juices that's high in sugar. You're not partaking on that. You're drinking a lot of water, drinking some tea, getting enough rest. If you feel the need to go out, you're going out, you're exercising for that second or third time. You are doing everything you could to lose said weight. And then what happens? That 20 pounds or that whatever amount of weight that you are overweight, I believe I said 20, but once you lose that weight and you reach your goal, the next logical phase is, I want to stay. This is my happy place. This is where I feel happy in my own skin. This is where I have the confidence and I am free to wear and eat and do whatever, because this look that I see in the mirror now makes me happy. You're going to try to maintain that look. You don't want to go too far under. You definitely won't go back to going over. But you want to maintain that look, that area that you're at. But if you're on a diet, that means at some point you're going to go further back. You want to keep going further back. And your quote unquote happy place will be gone. You will pass your happy place. So a diet is only diet to when you reach your goal. Now the question is, how long do it take you to reach your goal? Is it taking you, did it take you a month? Probably not. Take you 2 months? It's very aggressive. Take you 3 months, 4 months, most likely. Take you 5 months, 6 months. I don't think that's a good diet plan. I mean, probably could be better. Maybe it's you not going out and lifting the weights, burning off the fat, or building the muscle enough. I don't know. Is it taking you a year, 2 years? And you ain't on no diet, it's taking you 2 years. You ain't on no diet. It's probably more like your lifestyle and your choices on when and how often you go to the gym and what are you doing when you're going to the gym. But then again, that also depends on how much body fat are you over. Are you over a little bit or are you over a lot? I don't know. But what I do know is that a diet no longer becomes a diet once you reach your goal. Once you reach your goal, you're in the maintenance phase. That's when you slip back into the nutrition culture. That culture that everybody in the fitness community, and not just the fitness community, but everybody in life is a part of. Everybody's part of the nutrition culture, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody want to make it up. Nobody want to shine no light on it. I mean, my fitness people, talk to me. Let me know in the comment section. Like, are we not part of the nutrition culture? Do we not maintain a certain amount of carbs, proteins, and fats daily? Come on, help me here. Help me, please. Because I'm pretty sure this is all just ignorance. This is all just ignorance that people do not know, or some of us choosing not to speak on, or forgetting in general, just slipping your mind, it's slipping your own intelligence that, like, oh wait, if there's a diet culture, there's definitely a nutrition culture. And when are people in the nutrition culture? When they reach their diet goal. I mean, just really sit back and think on it. I ask y'all to think on it and to ponder on it and to really see, like, you know, am I full of it? Am I just talking to just be talking here? Or is there a little point? Is there a little path? Is there something behind all this? Because I know me, and I'm usually not on no diet because of the fact that I know that everything that makes up food, which is carbs, protein, and fats, is important for my body. My body needs those things. It don't need an excess amount of food. I don't need to have an overabundant amount of that. But I need all three of those things in necessary portions. The diet never lasts forever. The diet will always be temporary. Your nutrition lasts until the day you die, whether it's a good nutrition or a bad nutrition. But your nutrition stays with you until you're 6 feet under. So in closing, this is me introducing to at least my viewers, you know, by my listeners, my supporters, and anybody else out there that will stumble upon this episode of my podcast, to know that there's a difference from diet culture and the new term which I made up here, and which is nutrition culture. And that both cultures is practiced within the fitness community. Anybody that's a part of fitness and wellness and healthy lifestyle, those cultures are part of those lifestyles, as part of those communities. But in retrospect, diet stem from nutrition, which means, and logically speaking here, in my opinion, diet culture comes from nutrition culture. There's no such thing as a diet culture if you don't have nutrition culture. It's just not possible. So to wrap this up, just to kind of stick that last nail in the coffin, both of those things are real. Both of the things are not made up. But, however, you need to know the detail of both things. Who is practicing these things? Who follow these things? Who, quote-unquote, worship these things? And what are the people's agenda who are using these terms and spreading them? It's like I said, I'm just reading these sources, and this is coming from activists, It's coming from well-educated people. And they are saying that a culture is bad. But they don't give you detail onto the people that's following these cultures. I'm giving you explicit detail. I am not holding back. I am digging and digging. They want to dig 4 feet for this information. Well, I'm going to go 7. I'm going to go 8. I just might go 12. Just for personal curiosity. Because these people, at least for what it seemed like to me, never has your best interest in mind. A lot of these people never has your best interest in mind. Only selective few, a handful of people, is really doing these things, learning this information for you and for your well-being. And that's the only thing I could try to do. And that's the only thing, to be very clear and transparent, that's the only thing I want to do, is to help you, to educate you, so that you can be a better person. So that you can survive the main thing which every organism is made to do. So that's it for this episode. This is the diet culture versus the nutrition culture. I appreciate you listening for the entire time. It has been kind of a wild thing for me right now, because I just made up a whole culture, but at the same time, I did not make up this culture. This culture is a part of an already existing culture that I was a part of. So, yeah. Hello. Goodbye. Never left. Still here. Stop doing Kevin Hart because it's kind of old. Okay. So, and also just to be aware that my next episode is going to be breaking down carbs, proteins, and fats, and the importance of all three. Yes, the importance of fat. I might have to make a whole episode of that alone, but that's the next direction I'm going to do. It's kind of a nutrition wave, if you will. This is going to be the flow, kind of like a little mini series within this series, because nutrition is probably the one thing that people are now trying to manipulate and they're trying to mislead y'all. But I'm here to, as one of the fitness people I follow, I'm trying to give you fitness without the bullshit, because a lot of this stuff out here is bullshit, and we don't need to be always defending or breaking down all the lies and the misleading concepts that these other people have fed y'all. And these people are not even in the community or the culture that practice it. So yeah, this is it. This is Inside the Trainer. Diet culture versus nutrition culture. Thank you for listening. And please follow me on Instagram at @lil_ttfitness. Please follow me on Facebook at Lil the Trainer or Eternal Life Fitness, whichever one you search, it will come up. And follow me on Twitter at @lil_ttfitness. Hope for you to come back soon and love for you to hear me again. Signing off. Thank you and good night, good morning, or good evening. And stay fit, stay healthy, and stay educated.